Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Central City Heroes, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game himself. I have Jason with me today. How's it going?
It is going well, Barry. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your company, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. So the company is Clover Games, LLC. It's a relatively small company. It's a new independent company just formed this year. And it's me and three other guys that I've known for quite a while, all big gamers. And each of us is kind of, worked on our own games, and eventually one day we had this idea, this superhero game, and we thought it was time to maybe take it another step, and that was really how Central City Heroes was first conceived. I've been making games since for 15 years, since I was back in high school, designing my own card games and selling it to family and friends, and so it's something that we've never quite done professionally before, but we have done a lot of it, just for fun, basically.
Yeah, well, it's always great to get a, have a couple friends and just like, hey, let's make some games together, guys. And everyone's like, let's do it. So, I imagine that's a lot of fun for all of you guys.
Oh, it's a blast. Yeah, going through the playtesting and, what if we tweaked this and did this and creating the characters. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Good. That's great. Well, awesome. Well, let's talk about your Kickstarter. So Central City Heroes, why don't you tell us what it is, what can people expect, and the kind of feel they'll get from it?
Sure, yeah. So one of the things we wanted to go for with this game, it's a superhero board game. It's going to have miniatures in it, hex tiles that are going to be randomly placed at the beginning of the game to create the board. People are actually going to be able to create their own superhero. They're going to get a unique superpower. They're going to get a secret identity card, and all that stuff's going to be combined together along with their two upgrade decks to have a really unique character that plays and feels differently from the other players in the game. It's a cooperative tabletop board game for 1 to 4 players. And we really wanted to capture the feel more so of, let's say, a Peter Parker type of character. They're a high school student who just acquired these powers.
Coming into their powers.
Exactly. And, sometimes they have to deal with real world things like, oh, I forgot to turn in this assignment at school, or, oh, crap, I'm supposed to meet so-and-so on a date tonight. So the players really have to decide, how they're going to play the game then, do I race to try to fight this bad guy here, or do I have to go to, the mall and report for work?
Exactly. Got to earn some money on the side, right, even as a superhero.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's fun. That's cool to be able to everyone that can create their own characters. So in a way, it's almost like a little role playing game as well.
Me and my group of friends, that I brought into Clover Games, all big role players. We've been running a role playing campaign for over 10 years.
Wow.
And so that was definitely something we wanted to incorporate into this game as well.
And that's really cool. I mean, I can appreciate that. I'm a longtime role player too, and just have a tabletop, with miniatures and everything, where you could just open up the box and play right away. That definitely has a lot of appeal, and that's something that drew me to the game as well. And so, tell me, so one of the biggest things that we do on the show is we talk about, obviously, you are on Kickstarter. And the trial and blessing that it is. So I would like you to tell us maybe what you guys have learned and maybe what you think you could have done better or that you thought you did really well. Just because there are some developers and listeners that want to, get some pointers and see what your beautiful brain can offer us.
Sure. All right, why don't I take the more difficult part of that? What could we have done better?
There you go.
So I'm sure that's what everyone wants to know, right?
Exactly. It's just like, what did they do that we don't want to do, right?
This is, it's a huge game. It's an ambitious project. There are so many components in it. There are, you know, the plastic miniatures. You know, there's just a ton of stuff in here. And for us coming out of the gate and this being our first game, that can be a hard sell to people. You know, it's not a cheap game. It's priced, you know, similar to other big box sets. You know, so I mean, that's kind of a hurdle that we have to try to overcome, convincing people that we can, you know, deliver this product and it is going to be of the same quality as, you know, similar box games from, you know, established companies and manufacturers.
No, I sure hope a lot of other tabletop gamers out there, they understand that especially when you're evolving any type of miniatures with a game, the cost is going to be that much more because there's a lot of work that goes into designing and getting the miniatures made and everything. So hopefully people are understanding about that. But I totally understand where you're coming from, where being, you know, a green or a newbie company, I guess you could say, that you had to compete against these 800-pound gorillas out there that are a little bit more established. But as we're talking today, I mean, you guys still have 16 days left to go on your Kickstarter, and you guys, like, I'm looking at it right now, you have like a little over $300 you need to do to be fully funded. So I totally have confidence that you'll do that.
Yeah, we're right there. We're right there. The Kickstarter is going very well. We've got a lot of support from backers, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
And so with you know, no doubt in my mind with you being funded, are there stretch goals that you guys are really shooting for that you would like to get to?
Well, one of the first stretch goals we have on there that I really want to see are the dual-sided tiles. Every tile has a place in Central City, a location like the school or the downtown or the train station. And I want to put actually illustrated destroyed versions of those tiles on the back. So
okay, that's cool. So it shows you the consequences of your battle.
Exactly. So I that's definitely one I'm hoping we can get unlocked.
That's really cool. No, I totally agree. So, I mean, this game looks fantastic. It caught my eye, and that is definitely something that's good right away. It's just on Kickstarter, you want something to catch people's eye right away, and it was very eye-catching. So with the art especially. So are you the illustrator, or is someone else on your team the illustrator?
No, we are actually working with another company produce the art. Like I said, this project it's massive. You know, bigger than any four individuals could probably take on.
So need a little help from other people.
Exactly. So we've actually contracted a company called StarCat Games, and we work very closely with them. They were able to really capture the feel of the game through their artwork. It's kind of a fine line that we're walking with this game. You know, we don't want to get too cartoony with it, yet not too serious with it either. So, and StarCat Games thus far has just, they've captured the game perfectly with this.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it has the bright colors of a happy feel, but it has like more mature characters, and so you have that happy medium, so it's not too dark and gritty, and but it also has that colorful aspect to it. So it definitely catches the eye for sure. So what, in your opinion, is the favorite feature or part of this game that you love and enjoy?
Okay.
I know it's a loaded question.
All right. I'll give you one. I don't know if I would say it's my favorite or not. It's definitely up there though. And the reason I'll bring this one up is because this one actually was introduced into the game about a year ago. So we've been playtesting it for about the past year now. You know, when we originally conceived of the game, it was about 2 years ago. And that is the recruit mechanic, how you're able to recruit other heroes and bring them on your team. It used to be quite different than how it is today. Now it actually, I think players feel a real sense of accomplishment as they're bringing these heroes onto their team, kind of like you're forming the Avengers or Justice League or, you know, the Watchmen. Yeah. So I think that's one of my favorite mechanics, you know, that we've, you know, put into the game. And we've had a lot of positive feedback from players on that as well.
That's good. No, I mean, that's also, I think that's really cool. You can create your own team of, and so with being the superheroes, do you have an option to be super villains, or are you just going to go just the hero route?
So as of right now, it's just superheroes. We are talking about, you know, possible ideas for expansions down the road. And certainly one of the areas that we have discussed is a supervillain version of the game that could be played as a standalone game, as a co-op game, where the villains are essentially teaming up to try to destroy Central City. Or you could possibly combine it with Central City Heroes and create kind of this big versus game where you could have a team of heroes taking on a team of villains.
That would be really cool. Because I know there's lots of people out there that enjoy playing villains more than heroes. I myself am more of a hero type of guy, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that enjoy that. So the it's great to hear that it's already, you know, obviously been brought up, and the future plans of expansions and so forth are set in place. And that's exciting for backers and other people that purchase the game. Well, no, because they know they can invest in this game, but there's going to be more to it later down the road.
And that's another really good thing about this game that I really like is how expandable it is. You know, new locations, new heroes, new villains, new objectives. You know, you could really go on and on with this.
Definitely. So we know that this game is going to get funded. We know that it's going to get into the backers' hands. When do you hope to have the game out to the backers, and do you guys also plan on bringing it to retail?
So right now, we just put up the project timeline today. We're aiming to get this product in the backers' hands July of next year. That should give us enough time to go through, complete all the artwork, refine any rule changes that we need, and then finally bring it to manufacturing quarter one of 2016.
Awesome. And are you guys planning to have it come to retail as well?
So one thing we're going to be looking at, we're going to be using Amazon Fulfillment to fulfill these orders. So it's not hard to imagine that this product would be available for purchase on Amazon.
Definitely. That's awesome. Well, that's great to hear. So Central City Heroes looks fantastic. Jason, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate your time. I understand that having a Kickstarter, especially at this point when you're about to start getting to stretch goals, can be a pretty hectic time. So thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Barry.
Definitely. So why don't you tell people maybe where they can find out a little bit more about Clover Games and more about Central City?
Yes. So you can visit us on the website at www.centralcityboardgame.com. There's a lot of information up there about the game. We have links to the videos, the Kickstarter, character bios, more artwork. Check it out.
Definitely. And I'll have all links to their in the show notes, to their website. They have their Facebook and their Twitter accounts. So definitely check out them there and follow as well. So Jason, thanks once again for being on the show. I appreciate your time and good luck with Central City and everything else in the future.
Thank you, Barry.
And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. He is Dan, the board game man from the Geek All-Stars, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on the Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.